As damage estimates are compiled, cleanup and repair continue from the post-Halloween melee. It occurred early Sunday on State Street, one of Madison's most prominent thoroughfares near the UW campus. Brennan Hicks, manager of the Stop and Shop, was caught in the thick of things that night.
One of the guys was took off his costume, was naked. Other people ran up and was trying to burn it. People were throwing stop signs like, you know, spears.
Madison police subsequently donned riot gear and used four canisters of tear gas to quell the rowdy crowd. Captain Bill Housley says the department called in twice as many officers as planned, but they were still overwhelmed by circumstances.
We had 65,000 people down there roughly. Even if we have 100 officers, you know, it's almost 1,000 to 1.
Police acknowledge they knew busloads of out-of-town revelers might come to Madison to party, but officials thought the actual holiday might present more of a problem and not a post-Halloween bash 3 days later. At least one State Street merchant plans to move, but Hicks of Stop and Shop just wants future events to be more safe.
I would love to see the Halloween tradition go on. I mean, it's great. I remember the late 80s, my first time down here in 87 when I was in high school. There was, what, 250,000 people down here. You know, nothing like this happened.
However, a few years earlier in 1983, one man died after falling off a roof. Police are reviewing the most recent incident to see if procedures should change in the future. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.